Okay, as promised, I was going to play another track. Another track here, 40 Acres and Clone Mule, with from the Cows with Guns compilation, Cow Pie Nation compilation. And, oh, there's a few good things. I think I'm going to do a Turn of the Wrench. Dana Lyons, 40 Acres, Clone Mule.
John Svensson was a farmer. He grew the Minnesota wheat. He rode there with his daughter, high up on the thresher's seat. They broke down on the hillside, the radiator spitting steam. Went back to get the toolbox so they could fix the old machine. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, we can fix the tractor, we can make it like new. But that day they got a letter that said the power lines would come right across their farmland, right across the setting sun. So they gathered all the family and talked late into the night. We cannot let them do this. We've got to put up one hell of a fight with a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw. We'll apply a little pressure and we'll see what that will do. So they phoned 100 farmers and drove to the Twin Cities. Met there with the governor and they sued the utility. But after writing all the letters and paying all the legal costs to the power of the city, once again the farmers lost. And in the still of the evening, the wind is all you hear. I watch the waves on the wheat fields alone. I walk the furrows of earth I plant year after year. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home. So they met there at the tavern, but there wasn't much to say. The power lines may come, but they will not stay. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, what was once put together we can easily undo. With bandanas on their faces, careful not to make a sound, they loosened all the bolts that held the towers to the ground. And several weeks later, nobody around, the Minnesota wind blew tower after tower after tower down. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of the screw, what was once put together we can easily undo. With a turn of the wrench and a twist of, what was once put together we can easily undo. And in the still of the evening, the wind is is all you hear. I watch the waves on the wheat fields alone. I walk the furrows of earth I plant year after year. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home. This is our land, this is our home.
Several people. It's a white, late 50s, early 60s style car, and I'm in the back taking it all in leisurely. And we're in the California driving around West Hollywood and Beverly Hills, and I've got a flyer that spouts some revolutionary dogma. I'm telling the other passengers that it's time we became leftist radicals again, and I substantiate my theories by pointing out the drag of modern culture that passes outside our window. And C-Car from the Village Voice is in the back seat with me, and she says, "All your work is derogatory." And I'm hurt by this, and I explain to her that I'm not a negative person, it's just that I'm angered by so much of what's around us. And the mood lightens, and we continue our joyride. Everyone laughing as we talk.
Thank you. usually reliable, and ask him why he blew him off twice. He told me he was sorry, but his life was in a ray, and he was breaking up with his wife.
Yeah. Yes, I like the drug, the drug. It's fun to do, fun to do, just like you. I support the use of it. I'm so down with getting high. I'm so down with getting high in the morning.
Yeah. but the president is making it. Draft registration.
If you turned 18 during 1982 and were a male, you were required to register for a possible military draft.
Most complied, but thousands did not, and of those, a few were brought to trial.
Benjamin Sassway was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for his refusal. His father was stunned.
I had hoped that someone on that jury had some sense of humanity and justice and compassion. I can't understand how they could look at a young man like Benjamin
with a head full of pancakes, a gut full of rot, he shoots from the hip for one final extinction.
Extinction burst. learn to drink for free. But we were learning to drink for free. But we were learning to drink for free. I wanna be a machine. I wanna drink for free. Every band that we ever loved, they looked like us. I think they felt like us. We saw ourselves letting go of the dreams. Young as life is green and mighty, while the rest of us tired of running around and around and around and around and around under the underground. Got a reason, let's tease them out, please them out, please. Got a reason. Got a reason, it's diesel, my please, my please. Got a reason.
Fulfill its terms with honor, sir. But you never told me I had to go out there and kill anybody. Lieutenant, they will not tolerate the use of prohibited language in this courts martial. The accursed will be advised in the absence of his rights under the secret code of military toughness and will act accordingly.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm sorry.
I suppose it's we parents should be sorry, Judge. We failed somewhere. We didn't raise this boy. That's not our fault anymore, Mr.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Zen Gorilla, a little tune called If Six Were Nine, cover of Jimi Hendrix, another 60s style cover by Nob Dylan and his Nobsoletes from the album 12 Positively Stiff Dylans. We heard Subterranean Homesick Blues. Ween did their own tune Got Weasel from God Ween Satan. The Henry Clay People did Every Band We Ever Loved from their new album 25 For the Rest of Our Lives. They'll be playing up in Spokane at the A Club sometime first week in November. Dog-Faced Hermans did White Indians. Primus did Extinction Burst from the Green Naugahyde album. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance with some bong water and other stuff mixed in. The Lot 6 did Scraws from the Animals album. Killslug from the 80s, a band out of Boston, did Red Devil from Answer the Call. Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti did Getting High in the Morning from House Arrest. Big Tube Squeezer out of Seattle, recorded in Endino's studios. Dreams of My Love from the I Have a Thing for Love album. Bongwater did Joyride from the Double Bummer album. And we started with Dana Lyons. Turn of the Wrench was that tune. And we're getting out of here. 40 Acres of Clone Meal's over. Looking at the stats, amount of music brought in the studio not played by weight, 54%. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 0. And number of circumstantial happenstances, 4. Thanks for being with me. See you next week. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0.